From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Officials from both Koreas meeting to plan for a high-level summit said that meeting will take place April 27th between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in, with a working session to prepare for the meeting scheduled next week. Ahead of Thursday's meeting, South Korea's Unification Minister Cho Myung-gyon said denuclearization remained the most important agenda item. Thursday's meeting came 2 days after the end of a three-day unofficial visit to Beijing by the North Korean leader, who committed his regime to denuclearization in talks with China's President Xi Jinping. President Donald Trump Wednesday tweeted, "There's a good chance Mr. Kim will do what's right for his people and for humanity." His spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
"We're going to be cautiously optimistic, but we feel like things are moving in the right direction, and that the meeting yesterday was a good indication that the maximum pressure campaign has been working, and we're going to continue moving forward in this process in hopes for a meeting down the road."
Sanders said the White House wants to make sure a meeting between the president and Mr. Kim can be done soon as possible, while making sure it's done properly. In Ghana, thousands protested against the expansion of U.S. defense cooperation with the United States. Protesters, like minority parliament spokesman Alhaji Fuseni, said the deal threatens Ghana's sovereignty.
"The independence of Ghana is not for anything.
I can
tell them that the good people of this country, overwhelming majority of people of this country, flatly and totally reject this attempt to send us back into colonialism."
The agreement provides training and equipment for the Ghanaian military and allows the potential deployment of U.S. forces. This is VOA News.